Good morning, boys. Lovely. Sunday morning out there. Yes. Right. Any prayer requests you have? Okay. Brian and Ola in Peru. Okay, yes. Israel and the brothers in Mexico. Yes. Michael? Good. Okay, well, let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you, God, for all that you are doing for us, and help us to be faithful to you, Lord, and learn and grow and be the kind of people, Lord, that you want us to be. Help us, Lord, give us strength for the journey, and that we would just stay on course and follow you, Lord, with all our hearts. Bless these boys, Lord, and help them, Lord, grow up to follow you too. Just we thank you for all that you do your part, and just help us, Lord, to be faithful in everything. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, can you tell me what psalm we're ready for this morning? Mike, what psalm did you have last time?
I think I did 44.
44. Okay.
I think it's the second. I did the first psalm from the son of Korah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. 44. 43 is the first. You did the first one for Korah. Yeah. That's probably then 44 or 45 in the Masoretic for today. Okay, thank you. Okay, let's read Psalm 44. Okay? In your 45, and that's it. Yeah. Okay. Okay, let's read what it says at the beginning of the chapter. It says, "For the end, concerning things that shall be changed, to the sons of Korah for the understanding, an ode concerning the beloved one. My heart overflowed with a good word. I tell my works to the king. My tongue is the pen of a swift writing scribe." What's a scribe for?
Well, a person who writes.
"My tongue is the pen of a swift writing scribe. You are more beautiful than the sons of men." And I'm thinking about Jesus as we read here, and the King of glory, Jesus. So. "Grace was poured out on your lips, therefore God bless you forever. Gird your sword upon your thigh, O mighty one, in your splendor and your beauty. And stretch your bow, grant prosperity and reign because of truth, gentleness, and righteousness. And your right hand shall guide you wondrously. Your arrows are sharp, O mighty one. The peoples shall fall under you in the heart of the king's enemies. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. Your royal scepter is a scepter of uprightness. You loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore, God, your God, anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. Myrrh and stech and cassia pour forth from your garments, from the ivory palaces from which they gladdened you. There are daughters of kings in your honor, and the queen stood at your right hand in apparel interwoven with gold and adorned and embroidered with various colors. Listen, O daughter, behold and incline your ear, and forget your people and your father's house. For the king desired your beauty, for he is your Lord. And the daughters of Tyre shall worship him with gifts. The rich among the people shall entreat your favor. All her glory as the king's daughter is within. adorned and embroidered with golden tassels. The virgin behind her shall be brought to the king. Her neighbors shall be brought to you. They shall be brought with gladness and rejoicing. They shall be led into the temple of the king. In place of your fathers, sons shall be born to you. You shall make them rulers over all the earth. They shall remember your name from generation to generation. Therefore, peoples shall give thanks to you forever and unto ages of ages. Okay. This is a picture just thinking about kings and how they're usually arrayed in fine clothing, and queens are dressed in the finest of clothes, and the temple that the king, or the palace of the king is rich and well built. And think of the church, and think of God sending his only son, and Jesus being the king of righteousness, and it's a glorious thing, this kingdom. And just to be a subject or a servant of the king in his palace is just amazing. To be able to even to walk into that palace and be on the palace grounds serving the king, it's a glorious thing. And I really appreciated some of those verses down through there. How, like verse 13, the rich among the people shall entreat your favor. Even the rich or the wealthy in this world, someday I think are going to see there was something else way more valuable. And they're going to look to the righteous, the people that serve the king, as being greater than they. You know, they're going to entreat the favor of the righteous someday. So let's just follow Jesus with all our hearts and be the servants of the king and not worry about all the glitter and the glamour of the world and the things that we just are so dear to our hearts sometimes. Let's think about being a servant of the king and how that's a lot more glorious than everything all around that shines and glistens. There's another thought I had yet too here. I had to talk about, where was that? Okay, verse 11 too. Listen, O daughter, behold and incline your ear and forget your people and your father's house. For the king desires your beauty, for he is your Lord. Forget everything else. Forget the world. Forget the things that would call you back. Forget your people and your father's house and be a servant of the king. And just decide who you're going to follow and do your best to even now. About how old are you boys? How old are you?
11.
12.
8.
Okay, 8 to 12 year olds. Think about doing what's right and following your parents and just trying to do what are you, how old are you? You're 9 now. Yeah, you just had a birthday. Okay, think about practicing being a servant of the king. Think about doing what's right. Think about your life and what kind of person you want to be, because, you know, the habits that you establish in your life now, you're going to be probably pretty much like that when you get older, because you'll get more set in your ways. The habit, the little things, the habits that you do. If you have a habit of being just a little bit dishonest, or a habit of just being a little bit lazy, a habit of not caring very much about your brothers and sisters, those habits will probably stick with you unless you work really hard to shake them off. It's like wrapping a string around you. You might be able to break it. But what if you wrap the same string around yourself the next day and the next day? You might be able to break them. But if you just continue on all your life, or just for years here, boys, with the same bad habits, they'll probably just stick with you because you won't be able to break them. Because it'll get into a tight, a strong rope that you can't break. You know how that works. Listen, verse 11. Listen, O daughter, behold, and incline your ear. So, boys, pay attention. Listen, incline your ear. And the king desired you, beauty, for he is your Lord. He wants us to serve him, just to be his servants. It's our privilege. It's our privilege to be a servant of the king, right on the royal palace grounds, to be right there and to serve such a righteous and a good king like this. So, sometimes we are tempted to discouragement. Sometimes we're tempted to just wish we could just go do whatever we wanted, you know, maybe. Or instead of being, we just see our lot sometimes, our lot in life as being way too structured, or way, we've got so many rules around us and we've got to live this certain way maybe, or whatever the temptations that come to us are. Think of those that would live in the White House. They couldn't just probably bring their lamb into the living room to show their mom, right? Probably not. So they might wish that they could just do whatever they wanted to do. But we want to serve our king. We want to do what's right. We want to do what pleases him, even though. So anyway, just some thoughts there. Being pleasing to our glorious king like Jesus is to God. That's what we want to please. Okay, you want to say your memory verses? You ready for that? What was it about? Yes, Roger.
About Psalm 4 from this week. Do something nice back to somebody that did something that we didn't
okay.
Like,
very good.
Show love to someone.
Okay, you want to start? Go ahead.
Hey,
yeah, yeah, well. Just a minute. Yes.
I was just going to add, I was thinking, I should have, or maybe I didn't make this clear, or I didn't, but I was thinking maybe we should share people's names.
Oh, yeah.
Because the thing was to show love to someone who didn't deserve it.
Yeah.
And so,
right.
You know, anyway, be
sensitive.
Very
good.
That.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So you can just say your brother or your sister or your whatever. You're. Go ahead.
People have been being pretty good during the summer. I was doing dishes with Roger, and he got a tea towel and whipped me across the legs, and I did his dishes for him. And I need to work at doing that all the time, and not just when people and on assignment. My little sisters like to call me a name that I don't really like, and I just need to shrug my shoulders instead of calling them another name.
David loved Absalom when Absalom was trying to take his place.
David loved Saul when he was trying to kill him.
One time this week, one of my sisters wasn't being very nice, and I just didn't do anything back and just went on about my business.
My brother hurt me, and I didn't hurt him back.
I hope not. Okay. Well, thank you, boys. You can go. I need to think a little longer about your assignment, and the big boys can come up and give yours.
All this week, I'm not sure I have an instance where I
love somebody that didn't deserve it. But I was thinking about it, and I was thinking, well, I'm as high on the list of anybody that doesn't deserve love, you know. So, but an example I thought about was Stephen, where he was stoned. He just prayed that God wouldn't lay the sin to their charge, and he forgave those that were killing him.
The example I thought about is the love David had for Saul, even though Saul tried to kill him multiple times, and he just he wouldn't kill Saul even when he had the chance, because he respected his position and knew God wouldn't be, God had put him there, and it wasn't his place to take him out, so he just let demon try to be a servant.
I guess I just didn't find an opportunity to do something like that, or maybe I didn't look for one enough or something. I got a verse here, Ephesians 4:31-32. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you.
I didn't have an opportunity to be nice to someone when they were mean to me. I guess everybody was nice to me this week. Anyway, I thought about something in the Bible about when David was playing the harp for Saul. He saw through the spirit David, and David didn't try to get somebody else to kill him or get some people around to kill Saul. He just ran away.
I thought about, there's a story in a book we have. It's about William, and he, when this ship was coming to plunder their town, he invited him into his house for dinner and said that he could start his plunder at his house. And so that was good. And this week, I took the wrong board off the barn, and Dad got upset at me. And then I just tried to meekly just do the right thing.
Joseph loved his brothers when they sold him to slavery.
I also had Joseph. His brothers sold him as a slave, and several years later, he returned evil for good and gave them corn. So.
I had Stephen, like Floyd did, but I was also thinking about how something I realized, which maybe this is silly, but whenever Stephen forgave his enemies, or said that, lay not the sin to their charge, a part of me wants to think, did he really say that? I mean, did he really believe that? That's just amazing. But then I thought about how he probably just saw that it wasn't over for them yet. They still had a chance to turn. And so, yeah, that's kind of silly, but I just realized that this morning.
When Abraham dug the well and they took it, then he dug another one. He showed love and just let him have it and dug another one. And one of my brothers made me mad, and I didn't do anything. I just kept on my business.
Okay, for next Sunday, boys, just think of a verse that you appreciate, you like, and it's been an encouragement to you, and memorize it and tell it to us by memory next Sunday.